Like so many things over the past year, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected pregnancy care with a big shift to telehealth. And a recent report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found that there was a 10% decrease in face-to-face antenatal services last year compared to the previous year. And some experts are worried that this shift to telehealth and appointments that might have slipped through the cracks during this time could see an increase in the rate of stillbirths. Six babies are born stillborn in Australia each day. It's a rate that hasn't changed in 20 years. Professor Vicky Flenady, who's running a global study into COVID and stillbirth, says many of these are preventable.
So we've examined in detail the factors contributing to stillbirth, and we know that maternal factors such as smoking, maternal overweight, advanced maternal age are characteristics that contribute to stillbirth. Some of them are very hard to change, particularly maternal age, but there are other factors such as care factors. You know, within routine antenatal care that we've identified, that we need to improve our care to pick up those women who are at increased risk and monitor them more closely, but also to talk to women about the risks of stillbirth so they can actually reduce their own risk.
And what you're saying in your recent research is that this face-to-face appointment system that we've had in the past, people haven't had access to that during COVID, and you're not sure yet what the outcomes are.
You're absolutely right. We're not sure what the outcomes are of this shift from less face-to-face to telehealth. Obviously, it's really important to have face-to-face contact with a woman to be able to see how the baby's growing and to really have that good communication and know that if she's anxious about anything at all, such as decreased fetal movement, she can get to see someone quickly. So we're concerned that, one, the anxiety that women might perceive around dangers of contracting COVID might stop them from attending regular appointments or contacting the health provider if they're concerned. We're also concerned that there may be this disruption or this change in antenatal care to more telehealth may not pick up those women who are at increased risk as well. And there's also this anxiety women feel. And anxiety that's prolonged is also linked to adverse pregnancy outcomes. So being anxious is not a good thing for a woman during her pregnancy. So we're concerned on a number of levels.
One of the things you're worried about specifically is about reducing the risk of stillbirth. We know that for most of last year there was a shadow of pandemic hanging over our healthcare system. Have you seen an increase in stillbirth in 2020?
We have not, but we haven't really looked closely yet. Stillbirth is a tragic event, but in terms of statistics and numbers and looking at trends, it's a rare event. It's about 7 per 1,000 births. 7 of those per 1,000 will be a stillborn baby. So to be able to really look at trends, we need big numbers. Our national data collection is a couple of years behind. So to be able to get the numbers we need to really look at the data, we're not quite there yet. Although I do know that individual states and territories are looking at their own data now. And I suppose there's no real indication yet, but it may be too soon to say. But also the fact that it may not impact overall numbers, but there may be subgroups within the population, and usually the most vulnerable, that when these sorts of things happen, like the pandemic, they are hit worse than others. We know in Australia that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, women living in rural and remote Australia, and migrant and refugee women have up to double the risk of stillbirth.
Double the risk?
Yeah, up to. And it's a multitude of reasons, but they are the facts. So this vulnerable group may be affected more adversely during restrictions to services such as in the COVID-19 pandemic. So, you know, that is another concern.
Right, so that it might not be self-evident in the raw numbers, but that could be under the radar.
Absolutely.
One of the other things that you've been looking at is anxiety. Can you talk to what you've seen in terms of a trend over the past year and what kind of impacts you think that that might have?
So we're conducting a large-scale survey. It's actually a global survey across 14 countries, including Australia, asking women and their partners about their experience through this COVID period, and particularly gaining data on anxiety levels. And just the preliminary data that we have now shows that about 65% of the women completing these surveys are experiencing anxiety disorders, so levels of anxiety that would be really labelled as an anxiety disorder. So that's quite a high proportion. So it's preliminary data, but we can see from these data that it has had an impact on women's anxiety. So what is that flow-on effect? And we're yet to find that out.
Yeah, we don't want people to be anxious for their own mental health, but I wonder what we know so far about the impacts of anxiety on the health of a pregnancy or the antenatal period.
Anxiety is a contributor to adverse pregnancy outcome. I don't think we've got the good data on stillbirth in terms of the link between anxiety and stillbirth, but it's plausible that the anxiety levels, if they're profound and sustained, that may even affect the function of the placenta and the nutrition to the baby. So that is a very extreme end. So it's possible that this anxiety might be increasing adverse outcomes.
So one of the things you were concerned about was that face-to-face antenatal services have dropped. Does telehealth need to be better, or do you really want to see people just getting back into face-to-face appointments again?
I think telehealth is a bit of an unknown in this setting. I mean, we've had to do it. There was no choice. But I think telehealth needs to be evaluated in this setting because obviously there might be future pandemics. There are instances where telehealth has to happen when women are, you know, can't access face-to-face services. So it would be great to see a thorough evaluation of telehealth services. But I think what we really want is for women to be able to have their face-to-face consultations with their healthcare provider as a routine, but also certainly when they're concerned to come in and actually see their healthcare provider.
Professor Vicky Flenerty is the Director of the Centre of Research Excellence in Stillbirth at Mater Research at the University of Queensland.